This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
The prayer today will be offered by Dave Bondi, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Abiana Weinzettel.
I'm not real certain of my qualifier here, but my grandfather was a Methodist minister. Does that count? Let's bow our heads, please. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of this day. We're thankful for the gift and the opportunity to serve the people of South Dakota. Now we'd ask for safe travels this day, that we can go home to our families and our jobs and be back here safely again on Monday to go back at it again. We thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father, and pray in your name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Castleberry, Kerr, Duhamel, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heiner, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Kobach, Lake, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nessebe, Nordstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Shanefish, Smith, Soholt, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. I don't believe the doctor of the day is with us right now. Oh, there he is right there. The doctor of the day is Dr. Kyle Larson from Rapid City. Dr. Larson is a doctor of osteopathic medicine and practices family medicine at Creekside Medical Clinic in Rapid City. He received his degree from Rocky Vista University in Colorado and completed his residency at Regional Health Family Medicine Residency Program in Rapid City. Welcome and thank you for your service. And I will start with we'll go to Senator Rush for.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have a personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you. This is a special day here at the legislature, which is why I'm wearing a red tie. But this is USD Day at the legislature today. And it would be my pleasure to introduce 18 administrators and academic leaders from the University of South Dakota who are here. These leaders are part of the inaugural cohort of the President's Executive Leadership Institute and are proudly representing the state's flagship institution as part of that USD Day at the Capitol. The President's Executive Leadership Institute is a new, unique professional development opportunity designed to develop future university leaders, foster interdisciplinary collaborations, and cultivate a strong connection to the campus community. The program was developed by President Sheila Gestring to build individual leadership capacity and develop an enhanced understanding of complex issues in higher education across the state and nation. We'd like to welcome these members of the President's USD President's Executive Leader Institute to the South Dakota State Capitol and hope that their experiences here today enhance their ability to lead our state forward. So,
please stand. Welcome. And I see we are joined in the gallery by a couple former members of this chamber and the lower chamber, the House Representative, former Representative Charlie Hoffman, and former Senator Dan Lederman. Welcome back. And also a former member of the House of Representatives, Donna Schaefer. Forgive me, Donna. Senator Langer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Granted.
I would like to welcome our SDSU College Republicans to the Capitol today, along with, it's Republican Day at the Capitol, so we have our executive committee here, along with our executive director, Dan Lederman, and also Claire Rydberg, who has been doing our majority report for us this session, so we appreciate her as well. Welcome to the Capitol.
Welcome. Senator Greenfield.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are a few familiar faces up there for me and a couple constituents, the Beermans, near constituents, Larry and Jen, former page, Maddie Bullwig. But I wanted to introduce yet another very special lady in my life. I mentioned yesterday that my fiance was up in the gallery and that she stuck it out. She's still with me. She's still my fiance. She did, however, call in reinforcements. Her mother, Joyce Kartak, is with us today in the gallery. So please welcome her.
I got a couple really good mother-in-law jokes, but we'll save them for another day. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 15th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Transportation met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bill 70 with a due pass recommendation. They also had under consideration Senate Bill 85, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Senator Otten, Chair. The Committee on Senate Local Government also met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 135 with the due pass recommendation, Senate Bill 137 with the due pass recommendation to be placed on the consent calendar, and they had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 501, and they recommend that said resolution be adopted. Respectfully submitted, Senator Jensen, Chair. Committee on Senate State Affairs had under consideration Senate Bill 141, which was deferred till the 41st legislative day. Senator Ewing, Chair. Committee on Senate Taxation had under consideration House Bills 1006, 1022, and 1038, and recommend a due pass on all three, and that they all three be placed on the consent calendar. And the Committee on Health and Human Services had under consideration Senate Bill 19, recommend due pass. Senate Bill 18, which was amended, and then as so amended, they recommended pass. And then Senate Bill 60, which was also amended, and they recommended due pass for that too. And Senate Bill 99, which was tabled. Senator Soholt, Chair. And then the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 10, 12, and 13 and find the same correctly enrolled. Senator Greenfield, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit House Bills 1050, 1054, 1096, and 1106, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. And they're also transmit Senate Bills 10, 12, and 13, which have passed the House without change. Mary Lou Gehring, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Kennedy moves that Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
comments on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Kennedy.
Thank you. May I have your permission, Mr. President, to address the pages directly?
You may.
Thank you. We would like to take a moment to recognize all of you as you end the 2 weeks that you've spent in the state capitol. The legislature respects the fact that you took time away from your busy high school schedules, came out here and spent 2 weeks helping us do our job as your representatives in state government. We would like each of you to remember that the work you did for us during the last 2 weeks helped us be more efficient and more able to do our job working on your behalf and on behalf of all the people of South Dakota. We would like each of you to remember that going forward, you are the future of South Dakota. You are the future leaders of this state. We appreciate the time you've spent with us. We thank you for all of your efforts. We look forward to seeing you back here in Pierre, sitting in these chairs. So thank you very much.
Further remarks, Senator Youngberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't want to belabor the points of the previous speaker. I think he did a great job, and I think we can all agree on that. But I want to point to the last two whereas of this resolution. The members of the 95th Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation of these young people for their service to their state. That's 100% true. We come out here, we do this, and the little things that you guys do it helps every one of us. And then I want to go to the second one. More importantly, the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. You guys coming out here is it shows leadership. Every one of you guys are leaders. And I think, you know, I'd be remiss to say that the world's your guys's, and it's time to go get it. So with that being said, Mr. President, I would ask for everybody's support on this page resolution. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question being Senator Kennedy's motion that Senate page resolution 2 be adopted. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum? Kolbeck?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Excused.
Northrup is excused. Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Excused.
Shane Fish? Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Excuse.
Youngberg?
Aye. Youngberg votes aye.
Mr. President, there are 28 yeas and 7 excused.
So the motion, having received an affirmative vote of the majority of members-elect, is hereby declared adopted. Congratulations and thanks for your help. Objection, the House of the Senate will revert to order of business number 5.
I have a late committee report here. This is a report from the Joint Appropriations Committee, and they've had under consideration House Bills 1024, 1027, 1029, and Senate Bills 16 and 37, and they return all of them with the recommendation that said bills do pass. Senator Langer moves that Senate Bill 90 be deferred until Monday, February 10th, the 17th legislative day.
Second. Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Local Government on Senate Bill 80 and the Committee on Judiciary on Senate Bill 98 be adopted.
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 186, an act to revise certain leave policies for state employees.
The Senate bills have been assigned as follows. Senate State Affairs gets Senate Bill 186. Senate Committee on Appropriations gets Senate Bill 177. Senate Education gets Senate Bill 167.
The President declared that Senate Bill 116 was withdrawn at the request of the prime sponsor pursuant to Joint Rule 6B-1.1.
First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1050, an act to provide for voter registration through an online voter registration system provided by the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 1054, an act to revise the documentation required for voter registration. House Bill 1096, an act to prohibit commercial surrogacy contracts, provide a penalty for facilitating a commercial surrogacy, and establish an interim committee to evaluate surrogacy in the state. And finally, House Bill 1106, an act to authorize a state investment officer to include an indemnity provision in certain investment-related documents.
Those bills have been assigned as follows. Senate Health and Human Services gets House Bill 1096. Senate State Affairs gets House Bill 1050, 1054, and 1106. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 84, an act to authorize service animals in training to enter certain establishments. House Bill 1031, an act to revise certain provisions regarding school district judiciary funds. And House Bill 1028, an act to revise certain provisions regarding pesticide registration and application.
Senate Bill 84 and House Bill 1028 and 1031, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 84, House Bill 1028, and 1031. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Bolin?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Curd? Duhamel?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Foster? Excused. Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Excused.
Jensen?
Aye.
Kennedy?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kobach?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Langer?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Nessaba?
Excused.
Otten?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stonebeck?
Excused.
Danefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Wismer?
Excused.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 28 yeas, 7 excused.
Senate Bill 84, House Bill 1031 and 1028, having received a majority vote of members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any question on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. The President has the signing of bills. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding cosmetology licensees. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding county licensure in the technical professions. The President is signing an act to revise certain educational requirements for the practice of barbering. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding life and health insurance insolvencies. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding the Board of Technical Education. The President is signing an act to provide for certain insurer corporate governance disclosure requirements. The President is signing an act to revise certain provisions regarding banks. Announcements. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Joint Committee on Appropriations will be entering an exciting week when we choose our revenue estimates next week on Wednesday. But on Monday, it's transportation, public safety, labor and regulation, and school and public lands, 8 a.m. 3:62.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health and Human Services, Monday at 10.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have a Senate Taxation Committee Monday at 10 o'clock.
Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to draw everybody's attention to one of the pieces of mail on your desk. Next Wednesday will be Suits and Sneakers Day. Suits and Sneakers Challenge. This is an event that's put on by the Cancer Action Network of the American Cancer Society. And Mr. President, if I might take just a moment to ask everybody to just really remember Jackson Kaiser, son of our former colleague Dan Kaiser. He's in a fight for his life right now, and it's been interesting watching the progress of his fight on Facebook. And please lift their family up in prayer, because they could use everybody's prayer right now. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Any further announcements? Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government Monday at 7:45, and a personal privilege.
Granted.
If we could just stand, and I'd like to lead us in a prayer for Jax Kaiser, Representative Kaiser's son, who is he's fighting for his life, like Senator Greenfield said, if I may.
Let's stand.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Dan Kaiser and all that he's meant to this legislature over the years when he served with us, and for his family, Father, for their faithfulness to you. Lord, we just would lift up to you Jackson now, that you just bring healing into his life, into his body, and just keep him strong, Father. And things are not looking really good, but we know that you're the God that can do the impossible. And we just commit them into your hands. Comfort the family, Father. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Jensen. Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Kennedy moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of that motion will say aye.